at Confessions at 7, Confessions AT7 at wild941.com. This comes from a no-name, says, Dear Freak Show, what up, guys? I hope you're staying safe, not going out too much in these until these numbers go down. I have a quick story for your 7 a.m. confessions that I hear every morning. I'm on 32, but I feel like I've lived, I'm only 32, but I feel like I've lived three lifetimes. Backstory, I got married to my high school sweetheart on my 18th birthday. 7 weeks prior, I was 18 7 weeks prior, so we were both babies. Thought it would last forever, but we were both young and dumb, and it was over before either of us could legally drink. I lived and learned for the next few years till I met this gorgeous lady from St. Martin. She was like nothing that I had before. She was black, beautiful, and full of passion. She rocked my world, to tell you the truth, and I had to make her mine. So before I was 24, I was married for a second time. Our relationship was a whirlwind, to say the least, more like a tsunami that flooded my heart, but then quickly left with nothing but destruction and despair in the wake. At this point, I'm 27, twice divorced, and carrying heavy baggage. I thought it was all over for me. I joined an online dating service. I met an older woman who had also been through two marriages, so we just clicked immediately. I felt like a high school kid. We'd fall asleep on the phone and just talk all night till our battery died. I fell in love so fast, and what do you know? There I was 10 months later at the courthouse again saying I do.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This was my shortest marriage of three, because 6 months later she went back to her ex. After this, I was distraught. I thought this would be my last, my forever girl, but I ended up being just the rebound. So I've stayed off of the market now for a few years because I can honestly say that my self-esteem is, I can't say that word, let's just say crap. Like, for real, what respectable woman would want a man who can't keep a wife, let alone a girlfriend, and being divorced three times is even a bigger red flag. If I'm confessing anything, is that I'm done with dating right now, and I'm definitely done with getting married because no woman is ever going to want me. Why am I so undateable?
You got to stop getting married, bro. I mean, date, live with them, have a good long-term relationship, but you got to stop walking down that aisle. Three strikes says, you
says
out,
the
bro.
Guy, says the guy who has the biggest disdain for marriage. See,
yeah, but like, why are you 10 months into the relationship and he's walking down the aisle for the third time? Like, I get it, you wear your heart on your sleeve. You know, you're open to love, but I agree with Davi, like, you need to step back for a second, because in 10 months, I don't feel like you really know somebody.
Well, I mean,
you're still in the honeymoon stage a lot of the times, so you haven't been through the tough stuff. You don't know, you know, what's going to happen when you guys deal with financial issues, with, you know, do you guys want kids, whatever it is. So I think he just is jumping into things too fast.
But when you find something that's good, there's a lot of people want to hold on to it, whether it's a good food spot, whether it's, you know, a dope hairstylist, or if it's love. Like, you find something that really is euphoric, you want to dive in and try and hold on to it. We are a possession people. We want to get the plug, keep the plug. And we don't want anything to change with the plug. We're like, this has been my cable dude for 10 years. Oh, this, we don't want to have my bank teller. I mean, Davi and I, our bank teller from Bank of America moved, and we was heartbroken. Yeah. We was heartbroken.
Carol, come back.
Carol at Bank of America, if you know her and you love her, you know the same thing. So we just want to hold on to things. So I think that, you know, him being following his heart is a valuable thing. I mean, that's the things that Babyface records are made from, and those things are definitely gold. So you don't want to shut that down, but you do want to learn from your mistakes. That's the one thing. If you say that, I'll let the people say that, but I will say that if you ain't learning from three mistakes that you hit, if you hit three potholes and you hit the next one, and now I'm looking at your driving, dog. I'm like, right. 'Cause you got to identify some damn potholes. So 888-429-0941. Is he undateable for you ladies out there? If you meet this guy on Tinder and he is 100 with you and says, I've been married three times and I've been divorced three times, Are you going to be like, if you don't get the hell out of my car, all right? Or are you going to give him a shot? Is he undateable? What is the definition for undateable for you? Red flags and all. It's your freaks. We got your confession at 7. We got a writer that basically has been married 3 times. Got married to the high school sweetheart at 18. Then that was a wrap. Then he got his world rocked by some lady from St. Martin. And at 24, he was married again. She ended up like going back. Oh, no. Then he got married again. They got divorced. Then he got married again at 27 because he had met this chick that rocked his world. And then she went back to her ex. Mm. So then that now he's like scarred 3 times trying to figure out why he's undateable and everything else. So we're trying to figure out, A, what to tell him as far as some advice. B, ladies, would that be a red flag for you? 888-429-0941. What we got?
We got a text. It says, I think that he isn't undateable. He just needs to slow things down in the process. If it's love, it'll be love after a year or two. There's nothing wrong with waiting and getting to know that person better before we start talking about marriage.
Exactly. Out of 727, it said he needs to watch Boomerang. He getting pee-whipped too easy.
That's
a real thing. Like, you can't just because you bite into a great sandwich don't mean you got to eat that sandwich every day.
You know what? Honestly, I don't blame him for the first two. The first one was his high school sweetheart. He was 18. He was young and dumb and ain't know no better. The second time, that girl from St. Martin, he said she was black and beautiful and she put it on him. So.
Yeah, I think that was more of a lust situation. Yeah. But
that's the whip, though. That's what they talk about. They're like, don't get pee. Just because, listen, you play against Jordan. You're not Jordan. He raised your game and it was a great experience. But you can't join the Bulls just because you got to shoot around with Jordan. Just enjoy that experience and walk away. Like you didn't put on Jordans and you're trying to wear warm ups that snap down the side every day. You're not on the team.
He said it was a whirlwind. We all know what that means. She toxic.
she did it up. There's a lot of guys. I know. I've hooked up with some people that I thought that I was going to be with them forever. But I realized that the reason it was so dope is because it was hot fire and it burned out just as fast. So, like, you can't life a wife a burner. Like, yeah, but they gonna burn through.
Think about if you meet a Rihanna, an island chick, you ain't never had that flavor before. It might be the second date and you talk about, we just need to do this forever, baby.
Yeah, right.
You can and move in with me.
That's the mistake right there. Don't do it. Somebody says out of the 941, he is a tender D. Mm. But think his issue might go deeper than him. He needs to figure what makes him fall so quick and avoid that problem. But he still has hope. He's young. Let's have faith. Send him some forever love. That is from Johnny Lee. Lee Hero. Johnny
Vanessa, Lee Hero. Is a divorce a deal breaker? Or would a couple divorces be a deal breaker for you?
I don't think it's a deal breaker. I think that I would definitely want to have some conversations with him to see what went wrong, because maybe there's some red flags that he has that maybe he's not seeing in himself, because it looks like he's putting it all on the women as far as the divorce. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, he's definitely got some responsibilities in it.
Yeah, exactly. And so I need to figure out what those responsibility is. What is it about him that has led him to get 3 divorces? But I don't think it's necessarily a huge deal breaker. I think that he's not undateable, as he would say. And the women agree. There's another text out of the 813 that says he's not undateable. It just poses the question, what happened with all 3? What were the reasons they didn't last? He could be a decent guy, but he also jumped heart first. What were the qualities that women liked and disliked? A lot of perspectives. To me, it's better than being with a girl for like 8 years and not putting a ring on it. Like, at least he's putting a ring on it.
Oh, hey, Dobby, hey, that was hey,
Dobby.
Hey,
Dobby, she's taking
are you throwing shots right now?
No shade, no shade.
Oh, yeah.
that was total shade.
That was big time shade.
Yeah. out of the 727, it says that this sounds like the problem of America. We have a hard time dealing with changes. That's interesting. Also, good morning. This is Veronica from Palmetto. I don't think he's undateable at all. Look at me. I've never been married. My oldest daughter's dad and I were together for 6 years. He left me when I got pregnant the 6th year. Fast forward about 5 years, I met what turned out to be my youngest daughter's dad. Was with him for almost 9 years, left him because I couldn't take the drinking and he cheated on me. I haven't dated anyone since 2012. I understand how this writer feels.
Let me ask y'all this. So obviously, homie's listening. If he gets back into another relationship, how long should he wait until?
Don't get into another relationship, man.
He's going to
know yourself.
He's going to.
But if we give him advice, let's give him some like real advice. Like, don't get in a relationship. You right now don't need a relationship. What you need to do is learn your strengths and your weaknesses, because these people left you also. So you need to like circle what you're doing wrong. Figure out what you're doing wrong, and then fall in love with yourself. I say that all the time, but people really, it starts to go on deaf ears. Like, you know, you keep looking for love, and you don't know how. You've struck out 3 times, so I doubt you really need to go back up to bat right now. Take some batting practice alone. Like, go by yourself. Get together with yourself a little bit. Stop chasing.
I think that's also going to fall on deaf ears, because this guy sounds kind of codependent. So maybe dating with no even thoughts of marriage or engagement or anything like that, cold turkey.
Somebody in the 863 said, love yourself. 850 said, it's tender. He's effable, but not anything beyond, because it doesn't seem like he takes marriage as seriously as he should. Somebody else just said, just let it flow. No relationship. Find your flaws.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or like the 813 just said, fall in love with yourself. Yeah. Oh, like for real. Like, man, just spend some time with yourself, man. Politic with yourself for a minute. Like, you can't do partners right now. So you need to get a solo pogo stick and just bounce around, have a good time, and do that, and then get you a tandem bike. You can't just be all just on everybody else's tandem bike. It's hard to ride in tandem. You know what I'm saying? And you have shown it. You are literally, and I hate that word because people misuse it all the time, but you are literally your own case study. You've gotten married 3 times, divorced 3 times. You don't have to poll the audience here. You are the poll. Stop.
He's not going to listen. He's not. He's going to want to get back in that dating world.
And he probably wrote us because he met somebody.
Man, and she's like, nothing he's ever met before.
Right, man. She got no gag reflex. I ain't never seen that before. Damn, you need to go out and experience some things, all right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.